A beautifully designed Squarespace website is the difference between thinking about photography school and selling your portraits online. It's the difference between giving away those cookies you just made for free and running your cookie empire. A beautifully designed Squarespace website is the difference between having a movie reviewing hobby and a movie reviewing career. Squarespace, because no matter what you're into, a website makes it real. Use offer code THEDIFFERENCE for 30% off every plan. Terms and conditions apply.
What's up? I'm Draymond Green, and when I'm not hosting the Draymond Green Show, I'm usually working out in the gym and on the court. Anybody can have one good day in the gym, but the key is recovery. That's why athletes are taking Omega XL Sport. Omega XL Sport is a premium recovery supplement powered by green-lipped muscle oil extract with three key clean ingredients and backed by over four decades of research. It's NSF certified for sport, which is such an amazing distinction. It's free of 290 banned substances trusted by athletes and recognized by major sports organizations. My body has taken a beating over the years, and recovery becomes more important the longer you stay active. That's why Omega XL Sport caught my attention. Omega XL Sport helps support your body's natural recovery process, helping reduce post-workout muscle soreness, inflammation, and supports mobility so you can stay consistent when it matters most. Less time feeling beat up, more time doing what you love. Omega XL Sport. Extra strength recovery now available at GNC and GNC.com.
Tastes have changed since Bob's Discount Furniture opened its first store in 1991, but not the way they do business. At Bob's, I know I can get today's styles, like feature-packed bedroom sets with storage and charging, or real marble dining sets, all at 90s-era prices. Plus, with no money-down financing options and fast shipping, you don't have to wait months to get your furniture. So, stop into your local Bob's store this Labor Day weekend and celebrate 35 years of doing things the Bob's way.
2 o'clock straight up! It's the Carton Show with Big Mac all the way to 6 o'clock on a gorgeous Monday afternoon in New York City. Phone number to join, as always, 888-808-1019. We got Nico slash Petey. We got Anthony Gallo.
What up?
We got everybody stopping by. Big Mac, of course, no longer works here at WFAN, even on Saturday afternoon. I heard Anthony Gallo sitting in for the big fella. You know what? I listened longer than I've ever listened. It's the new blood. One day I'm going to wake up on a Sunday morning at 10 o'clock and hear Nico slash Petey doing a talk show around here. We got lots to do today. Let me first and foremost start off just from a local standpoint, because a lot of people are discussing throughout the day, oh no, Giancarlo Stanton, oh no. First off, if I may, how is it possible that you make $30, $40, $50 million a year and you can't run around the bases without falling down? That's just the first question out of it. Secondly, though, why are you upset as a Yankee fan? Giancarlo Stanton has done nothing this year. Giancarlo Stanton hasn't played for you, essentially, this year. And if and when Giancarlo Stanton came back, what was he going to be? He was going to be, at best, an eighth or ninth inning pinch hitter who, if he does get on base, immediately has to be taken off the bases for a pinch runner. So to me, other than the fact it's a big name and a guy who clearly has had a lot of success in the postseason for the New York Yankees, this is a nothing burger. This is absolutely a zero story. I know you're not a Yankee fan, but I don't understand why Yankee fans view this as, uh-oh, this is going to really hurt the Yankees' chances of winning a World Series. Why?
Well, my fear was it's better to have him there than not there.
Why?
Because he's another bat that you can rely on.
He doesn't
on.
Bring anything to the table.
But on the other hand,
he doesn't play the field.
No.
Right? He can't run at all. So unless he hits a home run, any contact he makes is a single. He hasn't played since April. Right?
Right.
So I'm trying to, like, I get it. Oh, the Yankees were counting on Stanton coming back. To do what?
Well, and
what did I miss on that?
He seems, and he could still be a leader in the locker room, even if he's hurt, because he's there.
A leader in the locker room.
Right.
Is that right?
But I'm saying
because baseball doesn't have enough leaders in the locker room, so I'm getting up there in the seventh inning, and it's a 2-2 pitch. Thank God Giancarlo Stanton taught me how to be a leader or gave me a pep talk before I went out there. Leadership in baseball is one of the dumbest things I've ever heard. No offense to you because you're the guy that brought it up, but how is he a good leader? Hey, don't swing on the low outside slider because every time I do, I strike and miss. That's great leadership. Swing and strikes.
Well, for all that we've heard, it seems to be that him and Judge were the ones that kind of kept stuff in check in the locker room.
Yeah, he's so still check there. That they've never won a World Series without great leadership. They've only been to one World Series without great leadership. Aaron Judge can't come back and play because, oh, my rib cage hurts a little bit. Great leadership. Yeah, and a second thing. Well, I'm on it with the Yankees. Where are all the phone calls saying, can't trust George Lombard's glove? Where are all those phone calls I got for Anthony Volpe? Everybody's in love with George Lombard, and for good reason. The kid looks like he's going to be a hell of a shortstop moving forward for the Yankees. What's he got now? Four errors now?
Four
17
errors.
Games played?
Yep. Four errors, and it's very similar to Anthony Volpe's start as a Yankee.
Oh, is it? Isn't that
everyone loved him.
That's right.
And then, you know, like they always do, they threw him to the wolves the second they didn't have anyone to blame. But I think
he's by the way, no one's blaming George Lombard. And I don't think they have the Yankees even lost but a series since Lombard came up. And they win the series against Toronto, which is great. And now they're only three games back at Tampa. So the division championship or title, I think, is now back on. You know, a week ago they were seven games out. Now they're only three games out. Tampa's come all the way back down to earth. And the New York Yankees, let's be fair, are playing better baseball. Obviously, you get a couple bad injury stories, a couple good injury stories in regards to, you know, guys coming back. Rodon is back now. Bellinger's back now. So it's a little bit of good, a little bit of bad. But Stanton is neither.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business. Like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say, we're really doing this. But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world.
Then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. On the track, my car's look is everything. But today, I'm talking about more than just paint scheme. I'm talking about my favorite games at Chumba Casino. Check out exclusives like Stampede Fury and my own King Croc Fury. It's just as wild as my car looked in Texas. With over 200 games and new ones weekly, play for free at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
You know, recommendations can be great. Maybe someone recommended this podcast, and here you are. But home projects are different. If a podcast isn't your thing, you lose a few minutes. If you hire your cousin's neighbor to mount your TV, you might end up with a lopsided screen and wall damage. Maybe I know a guy just isn't enough for your home. That's why Thumbtack works. It matches you with top-rated local pros with photos, reviews, and credentials all in one place. For your next home project, try Thumbtack. Hire the right pro today.
So you gotta stop calling in, you know, bitching and moaning and complaining. Wah! Giancarlo Stanton is back on the IL. Here's the reality. Giancarlo Stanton isn't a Yankee. Hasn't been a Yankee all year. And my partner, who's off for a month and a half, if I remember correctly, back in March, was trying to convince me that Giancarlo Stanton was going to play 140 games this year. Yeah, the guy that knows more Yankee baseball than anybody else here thought that Giancarlo Stanton was going to play 140 games this year. So obviously that didn't happen. And we'll get all your calls on the Yankees. I think as a Yankee fan, take the Stanton story and throw it in the garbage because, like I said, it's a non-story. It's a nothing burger. The fact that the Yankees are now three games out, that's the storyline, man. That's the storyline. That's the storyline that you grab a hold of and embrace because that's a real number. That's tangible. The Yankees cutting that deficit by more than half in about 7 or 8 days, that's the story. That the New York Yankees don't have to settle to be the number one wild card team. The New York Yankees can win the damn division. So that's the first story. The second story today, Could the Jets look any better this weekend?
Juggernauts.
So give me all your Jet hatred, and you know the Jets are an embarrassment. How about my Geno Smith? How about 7 for 7 and a touchdown drive? How about Klubnik looking like he's a legitimate backup quarterback in the NFL? I've been telling you from day one, and I'll tell you till the season starts and we get to talk about real football. The New York Jets offense is going to be very good. I'm not saying they're winning a lot of games, but I'm telling you that the New York Jets offense is going to be very good. Hard to talk about the Giants from the weekend because the Giants had to protect their quarterback. One quarterback got to play in week two. One quarterback, well, we better not play him. Can't have Jackson Dart in the blue tent in week two of the preseason. And I think that's a mistake. I think not playing Jackson Dart, and I haven't heard yet if either starter is going to play later this week when the Jets play the Giants to wrap up training camp and the preseason games. My gut is no. My gut tells me that the Geno Smith touchdown drive is all we're getting out of him this preseason. And my gut tells me that the touchdown pass in week one of the preseason is all you're getting out of Jackson Dart, which means we have to wait. The next time you're going to see Jackson Dart is Sunday night against the Dallas Cowboys. The next time we're going to see Geno Smith is at 1 o'clock against the Tennessee Titans. And I guess I'm okay with that. But, man, did the Jets offense look good? Two picks also on defense. Dominating preseason win against the Pittsburgh Steelers, right? New York Giants equally as dominant against a bad Dolphin team. And now we get the Jet-Giant came out of the way. But I just want to hear from Giant fans on the Giants' decision to limit Jackson Dart to the two drives he played in week one of the preseason. And then, of course, your third big story today, and one that I get great joy out of, is the story involving the owner of the San Francisco 49ers, Jed York. Jed York was apparently in Ohio last weekend, and he was horny. And Jed York decided that the best answer for his horniness was not a high price hooker. No, was not an Instagram skank. Oh, no. Jed York decided to go to a mobile home park in East Palestine, Ohio, which I think was the site of that really bad train wreck a few years back where there's like bad chemicals spilling into the water there and whatnot. But regardless of that, your guy Jed York, a billionaire, the owner of the Niners, decided to look for female action in a mobile home trailer park in East Palestine, Ohio. I don't know how he got caught. I do not know all the specifics of the story, but I do know that the owner of the Niners was with a hooker who might have been sexually trafficked as well in Ohio, and it's another black mark and stain on the NFL, but also tells you this. If I was a decently attractive looking woman and I lived in a trailer park in New England, be on the lookout, because you know full well whether it's Robert Kraft or Mike Vrabel or some other member of the New England Patriots, it's going to be all the rage in New England now. If it's good enough for Jed York, it's good enough for us.
It's the most relatable thing about him, probably.
Yeah, like how can you relate to a billionaire? Well, it's not by looking at your bank account. It's not by flying private. It's by raise your hands. Who hasn't had sex in a trailer park? Come on now. Come on now, Nico. Come on now, Gallo. Raise your hands. Thank you very much. Now the three of us have something in common with a billionaire. So we're going to talk of it with you. 888-808-1019. We also have a very special guest joining us at 5 o'clock. His real name is Mike Villani, but he's a diehard Chicago Bears fan. He works with the group Bob Does Sports, and Mike's out in Jersey, and Mike's going to swing by in the 5 o'clock hour as well. So we got lots cooking. Have a great show for you. You know the phone numbers. It all gets started right after this.
We're coming to you live from the Town Fair Tire Studio, powered by Town Fair Tire. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody.